You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. Today, I'm your host, Chris Chambers, and I'm here with Andrew Chamberlain.
How you doing, Chris?
Good, man. Danielle Rush.
Hello.
And Rory Killingsworth.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. For this episode, we are talking about the power of one. Two ones, huh? You like that? Look at that. Nailed it. All right. So, Andrew, as always, please take the lead, sir.
Yeah. So, this podcast really dates back a couple of weeks ago when Danielle and I met at the new wonderful Cafe Connection of Mr. Chris Smith, right?
Yeah, nice tarts.
Yeah. And Danielle was phenomenal. She really helped me quite a bit. So thank you so much, Danielle. I really appreciate it.
I enjoyed it too. It was a good one-to-one.
And so that one-to-one, it kind of inspired me, Chris. I was like, okay, we've been talking about ways to help our chapter. And I thought, well, let's just go back to something that we all need to do. And let's just talk about the power of one-to-one. So got a couple different topics here, and then we'll just dive into those. So the first one is this. And this may be, and a lot of these should be givens, but, you know, that's okay because we can discuss those even further out. But the first one is this. You know, a one-to-one really helps you get to know each other.
Yeah.
You know, getting to know each other. So I want to start with you, Chris. Your thoughts on that, getting to know each other, maybe an experience you've had in a one-to-one or just kind of generalization of how that's helped you at BNB&I, getting to know your partners.
Yeah, so I'll go back to when I first started back in 2017. Obviously, I'm coming into this group not knowing anyone, so it was extremely important for me to get to know everyone. So the way that I start is I actually put a little outline together, similar to what we use for our podcast. But basically, name and spouse and children and where'd you grow up, where do you live, you know, all those kind of things. So I have an outline that I use personally, and then that helps me to make sure that I'm asking the questions that I need to get to know, so that we're getting to know one another pretty well. And obviously, a lot of times when I'm asking those questions, then it gets reciprocated, and now we're getting to know one another. So that's one thing. The other thing I'll mention is in a healthy chapter, one that is growing on a regular basis, you're always going to be having new members in the group. So there's always going to be new members for you to get to know. So obviously, these one-to-ones that are obviously encouraged, and we need to be getting together with our fellow referral partners, getting to know one another, again, know, like, and trust, right? The VCP, visibility, credibility leads to profitability. It all starts right there with getting to know one another for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember my first one-to-one. It was with Dan Brown, and we were in Panera. That's Dan's spot, and we were there, and, here I am coming in brand new to this, and I come to find out that in his previous experiences prior to the company he leads now, he had a lot of relational, connection to what we do. Mm-hmm. And so it was phenomenal to learn about him and hear his story and hear his journey. And then it turned into a great partnership. I mean, we've worked together ever since in multiple ways. So, that idea of getting to know one another was crucial and vital to working together, moving forward. So it was phenomenal. So in that thought process, you talked about visibility. I'll open it up to Rory here on this one. When you're thinking about getting to know someone, what do you think the power of visibility is with that? Obviously we can talk about the profitability of that eventually, but that whole intrinsic value, just, hey, I know this person, I can trust this person. What do you think of that? What's your thoughts around that subject?
I like to know that the person is visible. I remember when I first started BNI, I sat there in my very first meeting and I picked out three people, and they were probably the most visible in the room. And then after I was getting to know them, I learned that, they have a lot of credibility, which made it a lot easier for me to refer to them and to use them as referral sources for myself as well.
Phenomenal. So it goes back to those concepts, getting to know one and know one another creates that, creates that ability for profitability eventually. So that's phenomenal. So we'd all agree getting to know, that's one of the very important things. Anything to add there before we move to this next one?
No.
Good.
No.
All right. So second thing is how to refer better. Again, hopefully that's a given, but we need to talk about it a little bit. So Rory, when you start having a one-to-one, what do you learn, and how can you then refer, whoever you're having that one-to-one with in a better way?
I want to know them professionally and personally, so I know what type of people I can refer to them. I want to know exactly who they're looking for, what they're looking for, and what their best referral sources are, so that I can go through my contact list and make that connection for them.
Yeah. one of the things that I picked up on with Daniel in a previous episode we recorded is you asked that question of even how do we like to communicate,
right?
And that's something you can learn in these one to ones and how to refer people better. So take that away. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Well, I have been through the Ignite Your Business program twice with Tiffany Kellogg, an incentive trainer, and that is something that she goes over and teaches us. And I myself am very big on follow-up. If I text you, I want to hear from you. And I understand that every now and then we have moments where we have a brain fart or something goes wrong or phone's dead, all that. But consistently, if I'm not hearing back from you, I want to know, is it because texting's not your thing? Or is it me? Like, you don't want to talk to me. Like, what's going on? So if we know your preferred method of conversation, well, I want to do that. But then I also want to know, how do you want to be referred? And then I want you to understand that the person that I'm sending you may not be a texter or may prefer phone calls or emails. So sometimes the platinum rule has to be executed, which is, how do they want to be spoken to? So it's just, if we're all communicating on how we're going to communicate, we communicate better.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we used to talk about, like, define the relationship, right? That DTR. So I think it's kind of what you're saying, where you got to learn what are the ways, you know, and it's challenging with certain people, not because they're a challenge, but it's just busyness and just different things that people have going on. So it's very important to have that communication, and that helps us to refer better. Chris, when you know, you've been in it for a little bit of time here, you've probably seen a lot of different people come in and out and different communication styles, and you've probably learned some of those things. Maybe go back off of some of those experiences, and what have you learned is a really good way to, via the one-to-one, to how to refer other people? What are some of the things maybe you've picked up, like, you know, this person does really well with email, this person does really well with phone calls, whatever. Or is it even maybe more detailed than that you've learned in those one-to-ones to help refer each other?
Yeah, I think one of the things, and I think it was, I think Ivan Meisner hit the podcast, the BNI podcast. I think they talk about this a little bit, but, and then there's another one, the Power of One podcast. Daniel and I were talking about that yesterday, in fact. There's different ways that you can do this to help really generate referrals. You know, one of the things you could do, I could go back in my calendar, right? And here are the last, you know, 10 clients that I met with, or here are the next 10 clients I will be meeting with next week. You know, who are you looking for when you're meeting with them? So who are you looking for? What, you know, who can you help, I should say? And let's see if maybe, you know, you can help any of my clients in some way. So I think that's a way that we can, you know, really be intentional and proactive, right, in trying to figure out ways to refer one another. And the other thing I would mention is, you know, for me, anytime that I get help a client get Social Security disability insurance benefits, right, they're going to be entitled to Medicare. Well, we have Jessica in the chapter who can help them with a Medicare Advantage plan. Essentially what that does, it allows, Medicare is generally 80-20, so they pay 80%, you're still responsible for about 20% of the medical expenses. The Medicare Advantage plan essentially takes away that 20%, so you're covered completely, so you don't have any out-of-pocket costs. Obviously, if you're on a fixed income, that's huge, you know, so that's a way that I'm helping my clients, right, better be able to survive. Anyhow, I mentioned that because from a referral standpoint, that's an easy referral for me, right? All of us are going to have easy referrals. If that easy referral is not in the chapter currently, let's find a way to get that individual in. You know, let's target, hey, let's go out and let's find some of those folks and put them in the chapter.
I think that's a great point, get them in the chapter. But also, I came to the realization that we need to be having, you don't have to call it a one-to-one, you can call it coffee, but we need to be meeting with people who are not in BNI.
Yes.
And it's actually kind of perfect with the cafe. It was perfect with the lady. Mm-hmm. You bring them there. It's a referral to bring them. But then at the end of it, you can ask, so tell me what you need. What can I do for you? And it can be business or not, or personal, like, and they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, how's your social media? Do you have a web designer? Do you have insurance for your business? Or tell me something personal, like, do you have a hole in your screen? I literally asked someone that, and they said, yes, and bugs are getting in my lanai. I right away could pass on Shane's information. So it's not everyone can be a visitor, but you can have coffee with everyone. And that is lifeblood to the 60 people behind me.
Yep. And I want to stress, all of this happens because we have one-to-ones.
Right.
This is how you get to know people. This is how you build those connections. This is how you start to understand, you know, take it to a different level. So everything that we're saying here, I think it's interesting how that conversation changed, but good. Because we start out with how to refer better, And that just morphed into, here's the benefit of having the one-to-ones, getting to know each other, knowing these different things, figuring those things out. So that's wonderful. So the first one, again, was we get to know each other better. Two, we know how to refer better. We know how to communicate better. This third one is this: surprises. We learn different things via one-to-ones that we may not know. Like today, you know, we were talking to Rory prior to this, and we learned a whole lot about slaughtering. And Chris and I were met. I mean, we were kind of shocked. I mean, it was kind of interesting mm-hmm. to learn all these things. And, you know, as interesting of a subject that is for Chris and I, because we don't have the experience in it, it just then still shows, okay, well, Rory really does know a whole lot about this food industry, mm-hmm. the start to the finish. Yeah. And so that gives you a better understanding of who you're dealing with. But those surprises are interesting. So, Danielle, maybe you can tell us some of the surprises that you've learned through one-to-ones, or maybe the benefits of learning those different things.
I guess interesting surprises is the relationships. And Dr. Meisner has a podcast where he talked about they weren't giving referrals, they weren't socializing, then they found out they were both soccer coaches.
Yeah, that's a good podcast.
It's one we've all heard, and that sometimes is so interesting that you have something in common. Or sometimes, because I'm in the passport, I'll meet with the new people right away, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to talk to so-and-so. You're going to hit it off so well with them. And yeah, it sometimes is just so interesting, the past lives that we have. Dan Brown was just telling me, you know, you mentioned a good relation because he was a pastor. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize he was a pastor in L.A. And he did a lot with gangs and drug addicts and the seedier types, which were actually called to serve. But it was like, wow, man, I could not love this man more now. You know, it's really cool. We are called to serve. No matter who you are, where you are, what you are, we are called to serve. And sometimes you just learn the most amazing things that just allow you to serve better.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. You know, with that surprise, like, and again, you and I, Daniel, we had a meeting a couple weeks ago. And I remember from that one, and actually a previous one-to-one, your relationship to Virginia. And that hit off to me because I used to live in Virginia and I got mm-hmm. family up in that area.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the rest of you that are hearing this or even those in this podcast. When I can start making those types of connections, for mm-hmm. whatever reason, that builds a deeper bond. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know this right. place, or you know this thing. Anybody else here feel something similar to that?
Amazing. I have been going to Cafe Connection since Paolo. Like, and I have been talking to and trying to talk to this restaurant owners. You know, Chris is actually the third restaurant owner for the location. So he takes over, and I'm right in, and we're chatting. We are from this neighboring towns in Virginia, and we were corporate we were chefs in D.C. at the same time when we both lived there. And for us to be here, like, again, in a town, it just blew my mind. And it just automatically just gives me, like, a little extra love for him, understanding, you know, like, oh my gosh, you're from my home. And I really like that.
I'll give you a different type of surprise. We were meeting in person. This was shortly after I joined, so maybe 3-4 months after I joined. And one of our members, Keith Boyles, is like, hey, I'd like, you know, let's do a one-to-one right after the meeting. And I want you to follow me. We're going to go meet somebody else. And so we sat down a little over an hour, and he introduced me to a referral source. Again, he already had significant, trust with this and credibility with this individual. Sat down with me, sat down with this individual, and that has turned into, an amazing referral source for the Chambers Law Firm ever since. So that's a type of surprise that's been phenomenal.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
I think that your surprises can sometimes, if you're getting to know them personally, they can be your icebreakers. For example, one of our area directors, I was having a hard time building a connection with her. She friend requested me on Facebook. Turns out she's into rodeos. She performs at rodeos all the time. She square dances on horseback. I host rodeos, and I put them on, and I'm an event coordinator all over the state of Florida for them. So that, instantly, I was like, hey, I seen this picture. Now, all of a sudden, she's one of my best business advisors. We go back and forth. She's probably more of the serious firm one, and I'm like the, hey, let's laugh it off and call it a day and make it a better one tomorrow. But she's brought me a ton of referrals. Like, hey, connecting this way, it was a good surprise because it was the icebreaker that has now made us like where we talk every day, two or three times a day.
Yeah, and I think what's really cool in all of these is, and I think we all know this, but it's good to restate it, is they need to be organic. You can't fake these things.
Yes.
Yeah. And once they are, once something surprises you, it has to be organic because you can't fake that. So it does build that relationship. I'll add one more and then we'll move on. Chris and I, we were coaching baseball, and then it got interrupted by COVID and all that fun time. But during that, I found out Dr. Sam was coach, and it was just really neat because I think we got to play them, and they whooped us pretty bad in that game. But it was still cool just to see that kind of connection. And you know, honestly, after that, you know, Sam and I have had some pretty good workings together, and so it's been really good to see those types of things, because I think what it does for each one of us is it makes that person in the room, that person that you're doing business with, just a human. Yep. And you realize at the end of the day, they're a human just like you, and you can relate. So it brings a lot of great surprises that are good, that are positive, that are beneficial. Here's one more, and I think this is a really good one to kind of end on, is friendships.
Right.
Friendships. One-to-ones really provide an avenue, a forced avenue, but a good avenue to make friendships. So in just a moment, I'm going to ask Danielle a question about that. But, you know, even for me to get into B&I was because of the friendship Chris and I had. And he did a very good job. Chris did a great job of not selling me on it, because I think each one of us have been sold many things. And we're kind of, you know, that gets old. But just through that genuine friendship, and you said, hey, look, no, this is a good thing for you. And when I could tell that level, and it was at the time you were at my house and you showed me the app, and I was like, all right, this is legit. So we had that friendship going, you know, prior to, but since then, I think it's really increased our friendship, just doing a lot of different things together and hanging out and stuff like that. So it's a wonderful benefit that is more than just being referral partners. So Danielle, think of that concept friendship for us. Maybe you can think of experiences that you've come in contact with through B&I, or just in general. Yeah. How has this via one-to-ones created an atmosphere for friendships for you?
Well, first of all, it's authenticity, because it's easy to refer a friend. When you're a genuinely, oh, you've got to meet my girlfriend, she can help you with this problem. Mm-hmm. It's just a statement that is a great way to refer. But I did not have a sponsor. So I moved here and I Googled B&I chapters in Spring Hill, and this one popped up. So, and I had just moved here. So friendships was something that this chapter has, it's just been just amazing for me. And I have kind of become, I have a referral strategy that I have. I call it the girlfriends. So I invite, prior to COVID, I had girls' night at my house, and I would invite maybe a couple of B&I people, but then also my other friends, my students, just people over to my house to have fun. And it was always an authentic way for girlfriends to hang out. And I ended up with referrals at the end of the night, because the B&I people would check in with me. After COVID, I started doing lunch-to-ones, where I invited a lady over to my lunch, and we had lunch. I cooked for them. And it literally was the point of spoiling them, taking care of my partners and my friends. Like, no, you don't need to bring anything. You just need to have lunch. And I call it using my assets. Again, it's another Ignite Your Business thing. If you have a side skill, use it for your partner. So I have wooed a lot of great friendships and referral partners with my cooking. So.
Yeah, I'll just mention this. You know, when I first started, similar to Danielle, I was kind of pushed into joining B&I. Thank goodness, man, that was one of the best things that that I've ever been pushed into, for sure. But, you know, initially when I was thinking, all right, maybe I could provide, you know, the idea of Giver's Gain, a podcast to the chapter, and I'll give to the chapter in that way. And they'll do two things, get, you know, each member an opportunity to talk about themselves and their business and so on and so forth. But the other thing I thought is, and it would kind of help me to get one-to-ones, because I figured it might be difficult to have people, you know, meet with me on a regular basis. And anyhow, over the last 3.5 years, you know, again, this friendships pop up, right?
Yeah.
And folks you're seeing every single week. And then during the week, you know, meeting with them for an hour plus, you know, and doing things together. So yeah, friendships is definitely one of those things that I didn't anticipate on the front end. Mm-hmm. And it's become a huge part of my life, you know, ever since. So it's good.
I met Jody Holly 8 years ago. I was pregnant with my fourth kid. She was walking door to door selling mascara. And so I just felt so bad for this lady. And so she had asked me and asked me and asked me, and she would send me email after email after email. And we had MySpace back then, and she would MySpace me. And I thought, lady, I don't even wear makeup, and I don't care about your business partners. And then I owned the restaurant, and she happened to be going to the courthouse one day, and she came over and was like, hey. And I'm like, oh, here we go. She hasn't stopped. But honestly, I mean, I've known Jody since high school, kind of. And so 10 years later, she's one of my best referral partners. She's one of my best friends. And she's brought me new friends along the way by bringing me just to B&I, because Jessica Banville is one of my best friends. We talk almost every day. Ernest Ellis, he's more than a referral partner. He's like my brother. And these are lifelong. If one of us left B&I tomorrow, we would all still be friends. It wouldn't change any of that. So.
Yeah, and I think that's that example right there is a good way to kind of summarize this. You may come into B&I to grow your business, and you should, but I think what you'll leave with, and not that you got to leave our chapter, but I mean something you'll get is friendships out of it, and it's genuine. And let me just add this, is that I think that's one of the keys to why our chapter is so good, to be honest. I think it is a genuine, people genuinely want to be around each other. They genuinely want to help each other. They genuinely want to spend time together. You know, I have not had a problem since I've got in to do one-to-ones. I mean, I could do 15 a week if I had the time, because people are, hey, yeah, I'll hang out. I'll go do it, you know. Yep. Because people genuinely want to be there. And so we have created a chapter of friendship. So let me encourage, and this is to new, veteran, all members of our B&I chapter, remember the importance of a one-to-one. They bring so much to you. Get to know each other. They really help you understand how to refer better. They really teach you some wonderful surprises that will help you in different ways, and you'll build some friendships. And so let me close on this. Daniel, that one-to-one we had 2 weeks ago, one of the best I've had. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was
phenomenal. Appreciate it. This was great.
Yeah, and thank you all, each of you, for having this conversation about the power of one-to-ones. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!